Alex Golish's biggest concern with Auburn has changed. He's not questioning whether this team will play hard anymore. No, now he wants to know whether they're mature enough to prepare the right way when football isn't the only thing that's happening in their lives. Let's go. Going on, this is First Call, part of the Auburn Daily. Fall camp is over, Baylor prep has started, we got a mock week going on, we're in the middle of it, we love it, and I've got four things as Auburn officially moves in the game mode. Starting with Golish's biggest concern, Alex Golish isn't really worried about whether Auburn's going to play hard anymore. I think that's fair. I don't think maybe he was ever worried about that. He's worried about everything else, though. Earlier in camp, Golish was concerned about physicality, tackling, finishing plays, execution. We heard all that, but now we get this quote: "I don't doubt these guys will go play ball and will go play hard." But he says his concern is maturity. Can Auburn eliminate those distractions? Can they lock in? Because the fall camp bubble's gone. Classes are beginning to start here. Players have schoolwork again. They're going to have more responsibilities. And although the college athlete, the definition of it, has changed over the last couple of years, those core responsibilities have not. They have more people around them, and now they've got to figure out how to balance all of that while prepping to play SEC football or the Baylor Bears week one in Atlanta. That's why this mock game week, why it matters. Golish wanted this week to look as close as the real thing as possible. When are you going to find a time to watch film? When are you going to recover? When are you going to get your schoolwork done? When do you take care of your body? All of this stuff is what a professional college athlete needs to worry about. Golish even mentioned figuring out when you take a nap. If you're a guy who takes a nap, it sounds small, but it's the little details that matter, something we've been screaming at for quite some time here at Auburn Daily. But that's the process Golish keeps talking about, and Auburn needs to figure it out now, because next week can't be the first time this team learns how Alex Golish wants a game week to operate. And fortunately for Auburn, the most important player on this football team already knows exactly what that process looks like, and that's your quarterback. That's Byron Brown. And if Auburn's young quarterbacks want to know what it takes to become a starting quarterback, well, guess what? Watch Byron Brown. Golish called him, quote, "as particular as anybody I've ever been around." His schedule is essentially planned down to the minute when it comes to film, food, prehab, rehab, you name it, school. Everything has a purpose. Golish said Brown spent basically the entire day on Sunday at the facility watching film, and this isn't something that started when the Baylor prep began. We heard the same thing from Jordan Palmer this offseason. He put out a YouTube video that was certainly impressive. You should go check that out. Brown went to go train Palmer. And he was supposed to be there for a few days. He extended the trip so he could keep working. That sounds like Byron Brown, everything that I've learned from him this offseason. Then he goes on vacation and he's still sending Palmer videos of himself doing drills and asking for feedback. That is who Auburn's young quarterbacks get to watch every day, whether it's Tristan Tia or Lachlan Hewitt. Golish joked that there are little ducklings falling around him. Good. Follow him. Follow a player that had 3,000 yards passing, 1,000 yards rushing in a college football season. One thing that only 13 college football players have ever done. That sounds like a good person to follow. And those guys are getting a front row seat to what's being the starting quarterback and what it actually requires. It's not just throwing touchdowns or rushing for them. It's the preparation, the film study, the recovery. It's taking care of your body. And when something goes wrong, Golish says Brown doesn't start pointing fingers. He's a true leader on this team. He asks where his process is broken down. That's the example Auburn wants in every position room. This, folks, is what I believe Alex Golish is looking for when he says, "We don't make goals, we set standards." And right now, Golish admits they don't have that everywhere, but they've got it at quarterback. And having Byron Brown is also a big reason Alex Golish thinks this offense is way ahead of schedule, but I'm going to tell you, there's a catch, because once Auburn starts reaching into its depth, the offense gets young really fast. And then we'll get into what I think this Auburn backfield actually looks like against Baylor. That's next right here on First Call. Alex Golish says Auburn's offense is, quote, "light years ahead." compared to where he was in previous year one offenses we're at to this point. That could be Tennessee, that could be South Florida. You know, that's encouraging, but there is an important reason why, and goes back to what we just talked about, Byron Brown. Auburn isn't teaching this offense to a quarterback who's seeing it for the first time or the second time. Brown knows it. Auburn also has a center who's played in it, and Cole Best. They've got receivers who's played in it. Nimrod, Singleton. There's a ton of them. Golish feels pretty good. The concern starts when those guys come off the field, because Auburn gets young really fast. Receiver is a perfect example. Golish says they got six they feel really good about. Sam Turner could potentially give you a seventh, but after that, you're talking about guys like Brian Williams, Deshaun Spencer, who are probably in that six or seven, to be honest, on a talent standpoint. Talented, absolutely. But college snaps, you're looking at zero. And Golish's question is pretty simple. How fast can they grow up? Because this isn't just a receiver problem. Golish said outside of running back and tight end, Auburn gets young, pretty young, quickly, almost everywhere. That's an offensive concern going into the season. It's not whether Auburn's first 11 can play. I think we know that this is a very talented offense. Golish clearly believes they can, but it's what happens when Auburn needs that next guy. And these freshmen don't have half a season to figure it out. A couple games into their learning curve, SEC play starts. One of the most important games of the season as they take on John Summerall and the Florida Gators. That's going to be a very emotional game. Oh, Tennessee in Tennessee at Neyland Stadium? That's going to be a very emotional game as well. Auburn's offense is ahead of schedule. Now its young depth has to catch up as well. Let's see if that actually happens. And finally, running back is different. Auburn has options there, and with Baylor getting close, I'm starting to wonder exactly how Golish dives in and divides these touches. Because Auburn really has four major ball carriers to account for. And yeah, I said four. You got Byron Brown. He counts as one. There's no doubt. He might have the most carries on the season. Jeremiah Cobb, of course. Omar Mapson. And yes, Bryson Washington. Brown obviously changes the math. You know, he's not a quarterback who occasionally scrambles. Again, I think he will be one that gets the most carries. His legs are part of what this offense does. And then you got Cobb and Mapson. I expect both of them to have legitimate roles. But Bryson Washington has made this thing super interesting. A couple weeks ago, I said this on yesterday's first call. I wasn't convinced that we'd see much of him against Baylor. And that certainly changed. Golish said Washington's been taking, quote, big steps. He's got first team work in the second scrimmage. And now there's the Baylor angle, which I absolutely love. And I hope it comes to fruition. Washington spent the last two seasons there. He had a great game against Auburn last year. Out of any player on the Baylor Bears, Washington probably had the best game. And there wasn't many to be proud of if you were a Baylor fan last year. And now Washington is over on the good side. He had a great game against Auburn last year, and Golish said that they'll eventually sit him down and see what he knows about this former team. Awesome. Probably when game week happens. Maybe that happens this weekend to get ready for true Monday game week. But that doesn't make Bryson running back one. Heck, it doesn't even make him running back two after what we've heard from Mapson over fall camp. But I don't think this looks like a two-back running back room anymore. And there could be situations where this size of this room, it actually matters. Golish specifically talked about Auburn's bigger backs when discussing the red zone. You know, Cobb, Mapson, Washington, Nakai Davenport. Pair those guys with bigger receivers and Auburn's tight ends. They want to utilize the tight ends, although that wasn't something they tried to do at South Florida. Golish likes what Auburn can be in the red zone. And we're talking about big people. We didn't even talk about Byron Brown. So I don't know if Cobb gets 15 carries. I hope he does, because I think he has the opportunity to be one of the best running backs in the SEC. I don't know if Mapson gets 10 carries. I hope he does, because I know fans are really high on Omar Mapson, and there's every reason to be. I don't know if Washington gets 5. To be honest, I don't know if that's the case. 2 weeks ago, I didn't think he'd get a single carry. The fact that we're talking about 5 is still surprising. But I hope if there's an opportunity to shine one of these running backs against Baylor, I do truly hope it's Bryson Washington. I think confidence against his former team would be huge for the rest of the season. And to be honest, these carries, they're going to change week to week anyways. But Auburn doesn't need one guy carrying the entire load, whether that's Cobb or Brown or Mapson or maybe Washington or somebody else. Alvin Henderson, we didn't talk about here. We'll see him eventually. Auburn isn't preparing the Baylor Bears for one running back, though, and I think that's huge. The fact that Baylor has to prep for all of this, especially after all the rushing yards they allowed last year. That's huge. They're preparing for an entire rushing attack, and they should. And that starts not with the running backs. It starts with Byron Brown. So that's where Auburn stands as mock game week begins. Happy Tuesday, everyone. Golish's concern has shifted from effort to maturity. Byron Brown is showing this team what elite preparation actually looks like. Auburn's starting offense is ahead of schedule, but the young depth has to grow up quickly. Are you nervous about that, the youngsters? Are you nervous about them being able to step up? I'd love to hear your thoughts there. Hit me up on Twitter, X at Christian S. Rao. You can drop it on a comment over on YouTube. Drop it on Top Button Podcast, because as of right now, this episode's only audio only. When we get the members only back up, this will be a video podcast, the members only side, but we'll still be free and available every day on audio. And of course, that backfield gives Golish plenty of options heading into Baylor. Fall camp is over, folks. Now it's about getting ready to win a football game. Go check out auburndaily.com, where we are about to prepare a free newsletter that's going to come out. We're shooting for the beginning of the week. Make sure you go check that out. You can sign up, leave your email address. It's absolutely free. That's all we need is just your email. You can get free exclusive newsletter. Of course, you can also go check out also our great sponsors over there, including Active Wealth Management. You can check out our shop and so much more. And if you're new, or if you've been on the audio feed and you haven't in the last couple of days, we have shifted our YouTube page to Auburn Daily. Let's go to YouTube, search Auburn Daily, and hit that subscribe button. Thank you to the 1,000, legit 1,000 people that added us on the very first day. It's awesome, the community that we're in here with Auburn. Thank you so much. Have a good rest of your day. Plenty of content coming at you on Auburn Daily today.